If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the hottest spots saltwater fishing this week has been the Grand Isle beaches and also the Back Bays. Darrell Carpenter's been in the middle of it. Darrell, listen to Captain Kirk talk. It looks like they finally discovered y'all's secret about that Marker 54 bait, which you guys been using for a while.
Yeah, Don, I'm going to tell you. And we've been using the smaller ones. But I'm just amazed at the amount of fish they catch. But, yeah, it's been really good. I think I had the most well-traveled shrimp in the world. I had 300 shrimp in my live well that all week long. Just took a ride and went home. But Don, I mean, we had a perfect week. I mean, the weather was great. The weather was great and pretty all week long. We went from doing everything from throwing topwaters on the beach. There was 2 days that we worked at beach that we did nothing but topwater because we had a light load on the boat. Plenty of shrimp.
I think we may have temporarily lost Darrell. Let's see if we can maybe get him back. A couple things we needed to mention to Darrell and maybe get some answers. He was talking about the great fishing, throwing topwaters up on the beach. And as I mentioned earlier, the star-winning redfish, the tagged redfish, was caught down in Grand Isle in knee-deep water in one of the troughs. And I was going to ask Darrell which of those troughs they found those fish in with the topwater. Darrell, we lost you for a second. You were talking about catching topwater trout. Were you up close as the second or third trough or even closer to the beach?
No, Don, they started. Well, it's one of those deals. They would start off early in the morning, right at daybreak. They would start off almost on the sand. I mean, you had to be in the breakers, but as the sun came up and it got a little warmer, they would move out to the first trough. But we never had to go any further than the first trough. The fish stayed there all day. And then, wow. Like I said, later in the week, we had a little bit of weather blow up. It got a little rough out front. We started catching them under birds. I'm talking really good 18-inch fish under the birds and Caminata. But like I said, and maybe I cut out, maybe you hit the cough button on me, but it's time to have lessons in etiquette on fishing birds because, you know, when you've got five boats working a flock of birds and making a day out of it, and then, you know, you just want to get in it. You don't have a trolling motor or anything like that, so you come rolling up in the middle of those five boats on the big engine, it shuts it down for everybody. And that's kind of we started running into yesterday, just too many people. And so we've had to kind of split up. And we're all working reefs and that type of stuff now, trying to get away from the crowds. I'm on a reef now in one of the passes, and I'm counting 17 boats within casting distance of me. So, I mean, it's a typical week, summertime weekend on Grand Isle. You got to bring your patience and hope you find them.
Well, Darrell, when you're working trout underneath birds and a boat comes in and he's got no trolling motor, he just runs wide open and shuts it down right when he gets in the birds. Of course, he shuts down the bite. Do you educate that fisherman? Because I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just ignorance, and maybe they just don't know.
Well, Don, yeah. I mean, you got to be careful with your education because you do have customers on the boat. But, you know, the problem is they don't know, and it's not the time or the place. You know, they end up getting things thrown at them. And, I mean, and everything else, it's just, you know, you got it. Birds are finicky, man, and the trout when are finicky when they're under the birds. Too much noise is going to scare them away, and you're going to shut it down for everybody. You know, so it's just, you know, if you look, number one, number one, if you don't have the right equipment to do it, if you don't have the trolling motor or whatever, don't pull up on a flock of birds that you got a group of another group of people working. Go find you a flock that nobody's on. Yeah, but other than that, you just gotta get the right equipment if that's the kind of fishing you want to do.
Yeah, I'll let the wind and the tide push you up into it, and don't crank that engine up until the bite stops. Yeah, etiquette fishing underneath birds. People need to learn about that, and from somebody that knows, and otherwise they'll continue to do it. Darryl, I had some questions, and you can probably fill me in this. Is there something about the bridge fee on Leeville Bridge going up on the way to Grand Isle, the price for people pulling a trailer?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing is there is no attendant. They just send you a bill in the mail, and if you don't pay it within the allotted time, they hit you with late fees. But my understanding is if you're a pickup truck pulling a trailer, whether it be a camper or a boat or anything, it's going up to $21 a pass.
Wow.
So, Don, I had some guy call me and book a trip just to show you how bad it is. And I know it's $21, but it's morals. I had a guy book a trip, and when I refused to go pick him up in Leeville, he canceled the trip because he said he wasn't crossing the Redagon Bridge.
Oh, man. I know there's people talking about launching in Leeville and running to avoid that. That's exorbitant, $21 to cross that bridge because you're pulling a trailer.
My understanding, I saw State Representative Joe Ogeron chimed in on it on one of the social media things. My understanding is the state enacted a contract and gave the billing out to a third party. And in that contract, they gave them the option of having some rate increases over the years. And from my understanding, the contractor just went immediately to the highest fee he could charge.
Yeah, well, he needs to experience some repercussions. People need to be more vocal about it. I'm sure they are. Go ahead.
Duct tape. Cover a couple of numbers on that plate. They can't read it.
All right. You didn't hear that on this radio show. All right, Darryl, if somebody wants to get a trip with you and book maybe a Father's Day gift certificate, give them the telephone number to call you.
Hey, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right. I got to put a shrimp on this here hook. We're going to go to live bait this morning.
Do it. Whatever it takes. All right, there he goes. Darryl Carpenter.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.